Hello, this is Robert Rickover at Body Learning. And today my guest is Imogen Ragone, who is an Alexander Technique teacher in Wilmington, Delaware, and she's also a website designer. Imogen works with a wide variety of students, and she is also specialized in working with women in the workplace or women in business, using Alexander Technique principles to help them deal with this situation that they sometimes find themselves in. So we're going to talk about that in a moment. But first, Imogen, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Very pleased to be here.
Well, it's always a pleasure. We've done many, many podcasts over the years. Before we get to our topic, could you give our listeners a brief description of the Alexander Technique?
Sure. So you could say that the Alexander Technique is a method or a process for learning how to let go of those patterns, tension patterns, movement patterns, even the way we think, thought patterns that are, I guess, interfering with how we function, how we perform the activities of our lives. So really, it's a process of letting go of those things that are not serving us.
Right. And your target audience, or our target audience for this podcast, is women in business. And you've made the point several places that there are some specific challenges that women face that are a little different from their male colleagues. Could you say a little about that?
Sure. And, you know, just to be clear, everything we're talking about could apply to men and women, but there are some sort of general conditions that are more likely to affect women than men. That could make it specifically helpful for those. So women, I think, often take on a lot of extra, what you might term unpaid work, or work that's not at work or in your business, in terms of kind of organizing home, family, children, parents, you know, being a caregiver in various ways, which, you know, is not exclusive to women by any means, but is much, much more commonly the role of a lot of women, and the reality for them. And, you know, and they may have a full-time job, they may be running their business full-time, but they'll still often take the lion's share of that kind of extra workload, and kind of be the one managing organizationally house, home, children, business. You know, and they can really kind of spin into a lot of stress and overwhelm.
Right. And I think there is kind of an assumption still today that women are going to be the primary caregivers in the home. And that, you know, that typically means a lot of extra work.
It does.
From what I can see,
extra from work. From your privileged position.
Absolutely,
Yes, you're right. And, you know, and there are a lot of men nowadays that that share the workload, but maybe it's still not quite 50-50.
Right.
Let's like that.
Yeah, I think that's a fair statement. And in addition to just the sheer amount of outside of formal work that women often have to do, there is the whole question of women who are working in environments that are somewhat male-dominated. I know that your personal hero, Sheryl Sandberg, who's the COO of Facebook, I believe that's right. The right term, has written a book. I think, is the title Leaning In or something like that?
The title is Lean In, and there is a subtitle, but the title is Lean In.
Right. Now, she's, you know, a very highly placed executive in an industry, Silicon Valley, where I think women are particularly underrepresented at higher levels of management. And the term lean
probably
in...
Probably at all levels in that industry, actually.
Well, could be, yeah. Yes. I mean, and who, you know... It is definitely a male-dominated area, and when she talks about lean in, could you maybe elaborate a little on that phrase for anyone who's not familiar with it?
Yes, I actually, you know, because I've been thinking about this phrase, and sort of I know what I sense it means, but I actually looked it up so to see how it is being described. In this context, and you know, this context for Lean In, it was coined by Sheryl Sandberg, mm-hmm. and it's to encourage women to embrace challenge and risk in the workplace, or it's associated with, you know, being more assertive and more move toward a leading rather than a following role. Mm-hmm. She tells a story in the book about two women who had been invited to a meeting who were rightfully there. They were invited because they were expert in their areas, but they chose to not even sit at the table, to sort of hang back and sit, even when they were invited. Mm-hmm. And I think that's kind of a metaphor, is like you to... for actually coming to the table, being part of the discussion, being kind of positive, leaning into your role. I think it comes from a sports term, mm-hmm. probably an American sport that I might not be too familiar with. I'm not sure, but
right.
It's kind of, yeah.
But that's that sort of a holding back pattern that
yeah,
might exist. So and I think also, in addition to the holding back of not sitting literally at the table, I think there's a kind of an internal leaning in that would be helpful often. That is, I think women are kind of sometimes trained to be, posturally trained to be a little bit in a subservient mode. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, from what I've come across and read about, and some kind of typical assertive postures are very masculine, really, you know,
man spreading,
taking up a lot of space, and
right.
That's not really, you see women with their legs crossed and their, you know, their hands together and maybe pulling their shoulders in a little bit. I mean, of course, you can do all those things without being in a very contracted state. And that's the lovely thing about the Alexander technique, because you can learn to do that, whatever posture, mm-hmm. physical position that you're in. Mm-hmm. But yes, it's very interesting, and we're doing these things unconsciously, and we're picking up cues from others, and we may be sending nonverbal cues that we don't intend, simply because we're kind of following a societal norm in how we're, you know, using our body,
or our voice as well, right?
Or our voice,
yeah.
And I think,
yeah. Yeah.
Women, you know, and again, I'm just emphasizing this is completely generalizations, because I'm sure we all know assertive women and men who are very shy and, you know, so it's we are dealing with kind of generalizations, but there are definitely trends and statistics that show this is more, you know, prevalent for
right.
women. men.
And so those postural aspects or speech aspects, those would be exactly the kinds of things that the Alexander technique could help with.
Absolutely. I mean, as you know, I mean, the Alexander technique was born out of our founder's own voice problem. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it can help in so many ways, but voice is sort of right at the heart of the origins of the technique.
Right, exactly. But now, in addition to special challenges faced by women in business, there are some challenges that they share perhaps equally with men that are worth talking about. For example, sitting at a computer for long periods of time.
Right.
Or using their smartphones a lot,
yeah.
which has gained a lot of press lately. The term text neck has now entered mm-hmm. our vocabulary thanks to that. And those kind of patterns, well, maybe say a little bit about those patterns and how, or those traps almost, and how the Alexander technique can help with that.
Well, I do think the Alexander technique is actually brilliant for helping us deal with, you know, the work that we have to do at the computer or with other technology, our phones and such. Mm-hmm. And of course, this affects a large proportion of the professional population, not just women. But for women in business, which is my particular interest, women like me who maybe work at home, have their own business, I think the way that it's easy to get when you're at the computer, which is sort of getting hunched over, slouched down, sucked into that screen, mm-hmm. That's all playing into the postures and the body language that we were talking about earlier, that's contracted and making ourselves smaller. So it's actually feeding maybe into patterns that are more commonly associated with women than men, even. I'm just kind of coming up with this on the spot. I made that connection. Mm-hmm. But since we had that conversation just a minute or two ago, it seemed to make sense. Aside from that, I mean, we can get tense, we can even get in pain from long hours working in and, you know, not using our body in a very natural or healthy way, unconsciously. And the Alexander technique just gives us tools to help us be aware of ourselves in the moment while we're doing it. Mm-hmm. Learning to let go of tension and release into a kind of natural uprightness, which is what is beautiful about the way the Alexander technique approaches posture. It's not about a set position. It's actually about letting go, as I said in the beginning, letting go of the tensions that are literally pulling us out of shape, mm-hmm. so that mm-hmm. that we can take up our full own height, our own stature, if you like.
Right. But I think for a woman listening to this podcast, there might be the thought, you know, I'm working 10-12 hours a day. I've got family to look after. I don't have time to learn a new thing. Maybe you could address the time requirements for using the Alexander technique, because they are actually fairly minimal.
Well, absolutely. And I actually did want to come to the topic of self-care, and this ties right in, that you could say that the Alexander technique is a form of self-care in the moment. It's a way of paying attention to ourselves consciously in the moment, in whatever we are doing now. So mm-hmm. I am sitting at my computer, as we were just talking about, and I was talking to you using my voice, and I can be aware of myself or take I don't know what you would call, like, micro pauses to just to notice and maybe give myself a different way of thinking about something that would just help me just in a split second to change things so that I'm maybe not getting sucked into that computer screen. I'm not getting too tight. I'm staying open and centered and, you know, more free. So that's the beautiful thing, that it needn't take but a split second of attention, you know, at any one moment. It's with us as we're doing thing, you know, doing whatever we're doing in our life. So that's one aspect.
And we should say that the ability to, as it were, intervene in the moment is a skill that which is a skill that Alexander teachers teach.
Right. And so there is a learning process, like any skill, and you tend your lesson or session, so that will be, you know, a little bit of time out of your schedule. But I absolutely strongly believe that the better we take care of ourselves, the more energy, the more productive, the more clarity of thinking we'll have for everything else that we are doing. And so putting in a little of time ahead is like money in the bank in our sort of energetic resources. And there are also some lovely self-care practices that are associated with the technique, which the main one is constructive rest, which we have talked about. And even that could be just 5-10 minutes a day, and it's a way of lying down in a very supported way, and you know, you bring your awareness in the ways that we've mentioned and that you would learn about in your lessons. And again, I don't think it's 10 minutes when you're not working. It's actually 10 minutes that you're investing in being more productive, more energized, refreshed, letting go of tension that could be leading you into pain, all sorts of things. It's really like an investment in yourself.
Right. And I think most people who actually explore using constructive rest would say that it's well worth the time you spend doing it.
And
now, realistically, we'd have to say that that's in most workplaces, that's not going to be possible. They're not going
to
look.
You mean to actually lie down?
To actually lie down. There are some alternative little processes that you've power pause.
Yes, I came up with this idea of the power pause. And the idea is that we don't even need to take 10, 15, 20 minutes. I mean, 20 minutes is often kind of considered the kind of ideal amount of time to do constructive rest. If you're lying down, it allows the spinal fluid to kind of plump up the discs, and there's all sorts of nice things. It's really false to think, oh, well, I don't have 20 minutes, so I shouldn't do anything. So my idea was that if you have 5 minutes, and I think everyone could find 5 minutes, that you could use that time, and you could use it lying down if you're in a situation where that's a possibility for you. But you could also be sitting at your desk, and I actually created a little audio to help people who maybe are not familiar with Alexander thinking to have some little ways of guiding your attention and your awareness and your thought patterns as you do it.
And that's something you can do that no one needs to know you're doing it.
Pop your headphones in right at your desk, 5 minutes.
Exactly. You know. So in that audio that you've done is available from your website, which we will include with this interview. Is there anything else you want to add before we come to a close?
I think maybe the only thing I'd like to add, because I just started it this week, is that I have a new Facebook group called the Body Intelligence Community. Body Intelligence is the name of my business and my, I guess, approach to the Alexander Technique. Mm-hmm. But we've got a focus on self-care this month, which ties just right in, and it's, you know, anyone can join if you're interested, and it's, the idea is it's to support each other with these self-care goals and challenges.
Right, and you'll be able to do that from your website, right?
Right, there, or you could just search on Facebook, search Body Intelligence Community.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. So this is probably a good place to end our conversation. My guest today has been Imogen Ragone, who teaches the Alexander Technique in Wilmington, Delaware, in person. And she also, for anyone who doesn't live in Wilmington, she also teaches using Skype. And she's also a web designer. I'll put a link to her website by the interview. I'll also put a link to a website that will tell you more about the Alexander Technique, pretty much answer any specific question about it you might have, and will also enable you to find an Alexander teacher anywhere in the world. Imogen, thank you so much for this.
Oh, you're welcome.